Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here with Chris Fangalangle and Dion Curry, and we're up early. I need y'all to stay tuned, because I want y'all to hear how Chris almost got raped by a cat.
Almost.
Here, pussy, 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 pussy.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turning up and
going
repeat it.
How y'all doing?
Pretty well.
Happy New Year.
How was your Ryan Seacrest gig? I haven't seen it. I was asleep.
Everybody was asleep. I didn't see it either. I was working.
It was good. What did they have you doing?
We had to come up with, they had a couple comedians and we had to come up with, what 2023 was to us. And 2023 to me was the year of the strike.
Right.
Everybody went on strike. So, you know, I couldn't really do what I wanted to do. So it had to be like TV friendly. So, I think Dion helped me with it. You know, 2023 is a year. This is Reg. Can you put me on hold for 1 second?
Yeah.
1 second, y'all. I just got some, you know, when the year of the strike talked about, you know, shit. Who went on strike? Teachers, all kind of shit. So it was okay, you know.
Right.
TV friendly. I couldn't do it like I did it on the club, so I did my best. But quite a few people seen it. I seen people, oh my God, he's on Ryan Seacrest. And I was like, why the fuck did I didn't stand up? I sat down. Because it was at the last minute, and I was like, oh, I don't know if this is funny enough. And I just went along with it. It was a great opportunity, and I thank them for even considering me for it.
Yeah, that's really cool. He does Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve, right?
Yep, Dick Clark Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Well, is that ABC or CBS?
It was ABC, I think, right?
Well, you know, I barely made the cut on that motherfucker. I barely made the goddamn cut.
We never went out on New Year's Eve, and I still don't like to go out on New Year's Eve, but it was so like Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve was always like a big deal. Well, that's what we watched. And so when I saw you were doing, I was like, wow, that's really cool.
Oh, you should go out on New Year's. I mean, if you don't get killed, it's a pretty good time.
We go to her family's house and ring in the New Year Amish style.
Oh God.
By candlelight.
Singing ABBA.
You got a better chance of going to the club and getting killed. It's way more funner.
You went to a fucking hootenanny at New Year's.
Hootenanny. Fuck is a hootenanny?
I don't know. Some Amish shit Chris went to.
A hoedown.
A stomping clap. Hoedown. Yep. Yeah. Nah, I don't want none of that bullshit.
They had the Tennessee New Year's, whatever town that was on. That's what we had on in the background at Nashville. In Milwaukee. Yeah, it was Lynyrd Skynyrd playing in the cold, but they didn't have the volume on. they had the house music playing, so it looked like Leonard Skinner was playing Bruno Mars. It was weird as well.
Well, there's like one Leonard Skinner left. They're all dead except for one.
He looked like he was about ready to die. He was out there so cold.
I performed in Albany, and boy, Albany, New York gave me a run for my motherfucking money this weekend.
Why?
So, the first show was great. The second show, I get up on stage, and immediately some girl said, "I love you, Miss Pat," just drunk. And I was like, "Ma'am, sit down." Then another lady hollered out. Well, another person hollered out who was bald-headed. And I said, "Sir, you're going to have to be quiet." And the lady said, "I'm a motherfucking woman," but she had a real raspy voice. And I'm like, "Well, ma'am,
you don't even have love glasses for your own kind. How could you?"
I said, "Well, bitch, take your hair out your pocketbook." "Oh, what I say that for?" "She, I whoop your motherfucking ass." I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" I said, "Ma'am, don't let TV get it twisted. I'll scratch the top of your bald ass head."
Who did she think she was going to see?
Come to find out, a lady had been a cancer. She had recovered from cancer. But I'm like, she's fucking with me. You know, I can't see. All I heard was a deep voice. And I looked up and it was a bald head person. Me. So I said, "Sir, I'm going to need you to be quiet."
Oh, was it cancer or gender reassignment surgery?
Well, I talked to her sister after her. Her sister said, "Well, she just beat cancer." I said, "Well, she about to get her ass beat."
She about to lose, man, to me.
And she's like, "I don't know why she went off like that. They had to hold the lady back." I said, "Ma'am, if you run up here on this stage, I'm going to bust you in this head with this mic stand." I said, "What is wrong with y'all tonight?" And it told me, I only could do 35 minutes, right? Because I went on at 11 o'clock. So I could do about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was trying to give them as much as I could. I spent 10, 15 minutes arguing with these folks.
Oh, my gosh. That's the worst. See, now you want to know why I don't go out. I hate drunk people.
Oh, they were so fucking drunk. I mean, the first show was wonderful. That second show, they showed they motherfucking ass.
And they're bald head.
I cannot wait to share with y'all what I got going on in 2024. I'm in a movie, in a big movie.
Like a big part?
Yeah, I got a nice little role in it.
Nice. Congratulations. Nice.
Thank you. I can't tell. It's a couple of them. I have a couple coming through the pipe. I cannot wait for everybody to see. They're going to be like, "What the fuck?"
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Who y'all think it's with?
Who do I think it's with?
Yes. Who would you like to see me with? It's a comedy.
Jennifer Lawrence and you and her doing full. You two doing full frontal fighting.
You want to jack your dick to us, don't you?
Just like, I just think it'd be funny. It was funny when she did in that other movie. It'd be even funnier for you versus her.
But look on this bad face. You don't want to do a full frontal nude scene with Jennifer Lawrence?
Or you fight?
No. No. No.
I don't know, man. Who would it be with?
I want to see you and Vince Vaughn do a movie together.
Yeah. I think you two be great together. Maybe an Adam Sandler movie, you and Rob Schneider and all those other guys that are in all his movies.
I told somebody, I was just telling Jordan, I said, Adam Sandler put all his friends with different characters. Man, that one cross-eyed man was cross-eyed in every one of his movies.
I just watched his cartoon, Leo, I think it is, on Netflix. It was really funny.
But Who got a cartoon?
It's like a Adam Sandler playing an old iguana. It's an animated thing, but his movies are very...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard about that.
And Bill Burr, and his movies are always very, like, honest and real, and so I feel like you'd be a good fit in that.
Did you just say Adam Sandler's movies are honest and real?
Lately,
What was real about
Happy Gilmore?
Mr. Dean.
There's a
what
real...
are you talking about?
Like,
they gave a white man a nigga feet in Mr. Dean.
They would let Miss Pat be Miss Pat in an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah,
he gets to do whatever he wants to do, is what I mean.
I thought you said his movies were realistic. I was like, no, they're not. The Waterboy was not realistic at all.
Well,
wait a minute. Now, those inbred white people down in Mississippi look just like the white, the Watermark.
And Happy Gilmore just got signed to on signing day to a golf team, so I don't want to hear it. There's a real kid. His name is Happy Gilmore. He just got signed to play for some big college for golf.
His real name is Happy?
Happy Gilmore, yep.
Ooh. His dad must have been a huge fan of that movie.
That's how old we are, is that people are named after movies and are going to college that Dion were out when we were in high school.
So I wonder how that kid liked that movie, that song. Happy! 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 What was he? Did he keep running in the room thinking they was calling him?
He punched Bob Barker to death.
Huh?
Don't you remember when he beat the movie Adam Sandler beat up Bob Barker? The Price
I'm
is Wrong.
About, ain't that for real with the song Happy?
Cause I'm happy. Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
It's not Clap Gnarls. Along if
you I like when he don't know anything about Black America.
I know this. I thought it was Gnarls Barkley. I couldn't remember.
Gnarls Barkley. I'm shocked you know who that is.
Oh yeah, that song was huge when I worked at the radio station.
Oh.
I remember when.
Whatever happened
to him? I remember
when.
He's just living on a pile of money right now in the Caribbean, fighting off heart disease.
Say it one more time, Chris.
I remember when.
You almost sound like that's CeeLo Green.
Oh, that's a great way to start 2024.
That's a great song.
So what's y'all New Year revolution, whatever the fuck you call it?
What
do you want to see happen to yourselves for 2024?
Well, things are pretty good, but I could definitely make more money and have more clients doing podcast coaching. But, you know, Squish is 5 years old, and so she'll be going to school in August. And so every week for the last 5 years, it's just been us hanging out because I've worked from home for most of it. So it's kind of sad. We have like only 30 more weeks before everything kind of changes. So I want to spend take at least one day out of those 30 weeks to spend time with her. Like, that's my number one thing that I want to do, because I remember when I was five and would go out with my dad, it was always so much fun. So that's like the number one thing. And then second, less politics. It's going to be a horrible year for that, and I just don't want to deal with it. Like, I don't want to get caught up in being mean to people and fighting and all that bullshit.
Motherfucker said one day out of 30 weeks.
Well, of course I'm going to see her every day, but, you know.
I want one day.
Can we go out and do something special at least one day a week? Because it's all going to...
Oh, one day a week. I thought you meant one day out of all 30 weeks.
No.
That's how you said it. I was like, God damn.
I got 30 weeks before she goes and, you know, out into the world.
Why the fuck you count them, Chris? You count them like she's sick.
Because I like spending time with my kids. I don't
You're gonna be so fucking happy she has school. You're not gonna realize how much you have time to just relax and scratch a ball. Ain't nobody cutting their bangs, nobody's talking to you. You can just lay on the sofa, eat your ding dongs and watch your toes. You can look at your feet because they see through it because they're real blonde. It's some bullshit.
No, it's so much fun being around. So much fun her being here.
It's fun to see Saisha, but I'd be like, get the fuck out of my face.
She mentioned she cut her bangs. Did you see what McDuffin did to the whole family?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this.
No. McDuffin gave the baby.
You have to go to McDuffin's Facebook page and see this, or I'll put it on the Pat Down Instagram.
That's too cute.
Oh, he's so stupid. And he's like, of course none of your resolutions involve the gym, but I was at the gym when you said that, McDuffin. I've been playing basketball poorly, but
poorly. You've been getting the ball, throwing it back to the players.
Let's just say it's not a jump shot. It's an almost off my feet shot.
What is your Dion, what's your plan?
My New Year's resolution is to work more. I want to work more with writing, my writing classes. I want to work more on the road this year, and I really want to grow to other podcasts. So those are my plans for this year.
Okay.
What about you, Pat?
I think I want to work more.
How? How could you work more? Work less, take a break, have a week off. Make that one of them.
Sit on the couch. Yeah. Look at your blonde toes.
You literally take your own advice.
No, I would like to work more. I moved into theaters, and when I first got there, I was a little scared. So I would like to move up to about 3,500 seats. I'm between 1,500, 2,000 seats. So I would love to move into bigger theaters.
Can I ask how you do that? Is it simply a matter of marketing, or is it that you proved yourself with this tour that you can now get yourself booked in those bigger theaters?
Well, you can book them. It's just about selling the ticket. It's about marketing and letting people know that you're coming.
Right.
Because most of them I did sell out.
Yeah.
You know, some of them, like Atlanta, was 900 seats each show. And I did two shows. And I was trying to add a third, but I was like, I'm not doing a third. That's not what I'm going to do. So next time, if I come back around to Atlanta, I would like to play something bigger like the Fox, you know. Mm-hmm. Other things I would like to do, I have another show, you know, hopefully, you know, everything work out. Season two, Miss Pat sells it, hope and pray. Miss Pat, the Miss Pat show is in the fourth season. It is so fucking good. It is so fucking good, y'all. We're going to get nominated for another Emmy. I have another project that's almost off the ground. I have a couple of movies that I have ideals that I've pitched and sold, and, you know, we're writing now. So I would like to see them come to, you know, for. I have some other things that I want to get done, you know, just stuff like that. I have a book. I hope that'll be out next year or this year.
Nice.
How about your house? Where are you at on your house?
Hopefully the plumber's there. He's putting the plumbing in. They're doing the yard now. So they're trying to get all the lights and stuff, you know, up and going. Oh, all the countertops are in. The other kitchen will be here Friday for the small house. So, you know.
So you're months away, weeks away?
Probably a month. Okay. I should be moving in no later than February.
That's not bad.
Once the plumbing go in, Garyana can move into the little house now. Because it's heat, it's air. I mean, it's gas, it's water.
Yeah.
She can move over there now. So, you know,
so you put Garyana in her own house? She's not in the... She you don't want her near you?
She's just better off over there.
Is she fucking Palestine? Is
she's better off
over there.
I'm looking forward to getting the podcast studio going. So while I'm on set, they're gonna make a background. I'm going over there today when I finish this and sweep it all out and just start to move shit over there. So it's gonna look good. It's gonna look good.
That's great.
So I'm about to buy furniture for it, you know, trying to think of how I want it designed, because it's going to be a couple spots up there.
Yeah.
Then I got another thing that I'm working on getting ready to open. I can start it by April. So just trying to stay busy, just trying to create, you know.
Yeah, I said in the last episode, it's like, I kind of want things to stay the same a little bit because things are actually really good right now. And it's been kind of a long building process for 4 years, and you kind of get to a point where things are good and you want that to keep going. You just want to maintain that level and, you know, take good opportunities.
Everything goes up and down, you know, the thing in this business that I've learned is just consistent. You know, like, people come and go with the podcast all the time. You know, some months you have a huge listener, then it falls off. But, you know, people get busy. People got their own lives. But they, you know, as long as you consistent, you know, people who finds a Miss Pat show or the Pat Down podcast, they're literally go back from the first episode. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Especially if you go back from the first episode of this. We're almost 5 years in.
And so, we've been very consistent for 5 years on weekly shows. I think there's been half a dozen best ofs, which is a miracle given your schedule. I've got people who quit way, way, way less going on and quit 7 episodes in.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, because people want that big bush. One thing you know about when you come to the Pat Down, you're going to get a good laugh somehow, some way. Some crazy shit is going to happen. Some crazy shit is always fucking happening in my life.
Yeah.
But, you know.
If you're trying to eat better in 2024, go ahead on and make it easy on yourself, y'all, with Factor. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service that sends chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals right to your door. You heard me. I said right to your door. They take literally 2 minutes to prepare. Just heat them up in the microwave or on a skillet, and you are all set. No waiting in line at the grocery store no more. No chopping, no prepping, or cleaning up. Just awesome meals right when you want them. With over 35 meals to choose from every week, you have so much variety. And they even have vegan, vegetarian, protein plus, and calorie smart meals option. They never skip on flavor. Factor isn't just for dinner either. Get the convenience you love any time of the day with 55 add-on items each week, ranging from breakfast to dessert. Head on over to factormeals.com/patdown50 and press in the code patdown50 to get 50% off. That's code patdown50. The holidays are stressful enough without having to spend hours in line at the grocery store. Save time by letting HelloFresh handle mealtimes. HelloFresh sends 4 fresh pre-portioned ingredients right to your door, along with easy-to-follow recipes. No random heads of lettuce rotting in your fridge, and no crazy amounts of leftover. You'll never eat. Just easy-to-cook meals at an awesome price point. You may have heard of HelloFresh from their awesome dinner. They also got breakfast, 10-minute lunches, and satisfied snacks for both you and them kids. Go to HelloFresh.com/thepatdownfree and use the code PATDOWNFREE for breakfast for life. 1 breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/thepatdownfree with code PATDOWNFREE. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
But anyway, I had a really good time in Albany. My whole my little crew I travel with now. Cliff, you know what's weird is that I travel now all the time with hair and makeup.
Yeah,
and it's kind of weird because people be hollering on stage, "Who the fuck did your makeup?" I'm like, "Lady, I'm in the middle of a fucking joke. Who did your hair?" I'm like, "I'm in the middle of a fucking joke. What you asking dumb shit for?"
Like they could afford them.
They're not cheap.
Yeah.
Especially when you got to haul them around with you from every show. But I have such a great team.
I predict this time of year from now, you'll have hair, makeup, wardrobe, and a social media person, and obviously Jazz, your assistant.
I do have a guy who records me.
Yeah.
He travels. So it's about 8 to 10 of us now.
Yeah.
So he comes, and then, you know, the openers, and then I have a hair and makeup, and then I have 2 assistants now.
2 assistants? Who's the other one?
Kiara.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
So I have 2 assistants and hair, makeup, and then the camera crew.
Yeah.
And all that.
Kiara is Nikea's wife for new listeners.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, she had to get out of the house.
I was like, "Hey, come work with me."
Does she travel with you? Does she travel, or does she stay more in Atlanta to handle things there?
No. She travels. She handles things here in Atlanta. Her and Jazz, and then we all hit the road.
How do they deal with the kids?
Nikhil. He gets them. Nikhil be like, "Can I go with you?" I said, "You can't go nowhere with me."
Okay, but who's taking care of them?
The gas station, fool.
Racetrack.
You about right on that one. You about right on that one. It probably is a fucking gas station.
That's funny.
Yeah, but other than that, it's pretty good. I mean, you know, I'm just here trying to stay afloat.
I just want to say thank you for not rubbing in the Falcons victory over the Colts. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we skipped over that.
For what? I forgot to rub that in. But the Bears beat. Are we out now? Are we out?
The Falcons?
No, I think if the Buccaneers lose, you guys have to win. The Buccaneers have to lose. And I think the Saints have to lose too. But y'all play the Saints. So, yeah, if the Bucs lose and y'all win, I think y'all win the division.
That is.
But
so
if the Bucs
up.
Lose and the Saints win, I think they win the division.
Falcons have a 7% chance of making the postseason, 3% chance of winning the division. Tampa has a 90% chance of winning the division.
Because they play Carolina, I think.
Yeah.
Who sucks.
Who's awful. Whose owner's throwing drinks in the crowd because he's a maniac.
What? What happened?
You didn't see that? So the owner of the Panthers is a maniac, and he keeps firing all the coaches and has a huge anger problem. And he was in the boot in the box, and he got mad at a play, and he took his drink and chucked it on some Jaguar fans on Sunday.
I did not hear about that.
Yeah. So he's a total jerk.
Where the fuck he come from?
I don't know, but these billionaires have success in one area.
He bought
area.
The team a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they have. They, you know, they get really good at one
what
thing.
What do you thought he bought a championship team?
They think that they can make the success happen in other industries, and they can't because they're not. They think they're not like Mark Cuban, who thinks I'm going to bring in the best parts and let the experts handle it. He's firing his third coach in 4 years.
He picked that Bryce Young kid instead of the guy from Houston, C.J. Stroud. Everybody on his coaching staff before he fired him wanted the guy from Houston. And he was like, no, pick Bryce Young. That dude's playing like garbage. Well,
yeah,
Stroud is going to be the rookie of the year.
Yeah, the Falcons and the Colts both could get into the playoffs, but they're in horrible divisions. So they're, you know, although the Colts have nearly the same record as the Chiefs now, which is crazy.
I thought the Colts was playing pretty damn good.
Yeah, they were undefeated in November.
If we win on Sunday, we make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, because is it Houston versus
you
the
know,
Colts?
I, Houston.
Yeah.
I had tickets to that game, and I was thought about bringing you guys down here.
It'd be fun.
Go to that game.
That'd be
that would have ruined
fun.
Christmas.
Huh?
Because it was Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was Christmas Eve. That's why I knew he wasn't going to come. I was like, he got a whole family. He's not going to call.
Yeah, they wouldn't have let me.
You could have brought him with you. I had enough tickets.
It would have been horrible. We'd have had to sit there and eat that big-ass loss we took.
Now, we would have helped them win, Dion. We would have walked
Merry
in.
Merry Christmas, baby.
We would have walked in.
Really nice.
We would have walked in our Lions jerseys and just cheer.
Lions jersey. You'd have had a dolphin jersey,
yeah,
on.
Right.
Little Mermaid,
and then undercover who you really was with.
Yeah.
You probably was gonna need that, but I don't know. I'm hoping the Falcons does. Ugh.
Does Nike
play the Saints? I think it's in New Orleans too, ain't it?
Yep.
And
I got tickets to that game.
And congrats on the Georgia game. They beat the hell out of FSU.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, and
Jesus.
Alabama lost. I was so happy that fucking Alabama lost. You know what I want to do? I'm gonna look into it. I can't promise, but if you're a Georgia fan and you want to go to a Georgia game with me, you should hit up the assistant email, and I'm gonna see about taking a fan to the Georgia game. But you got to be a true fucking Georgia fan.
Yeah,
I always go to the playoffs game.
What's the criteria for being a true?
I gotta ask Jumba. One arm, have you ever broke your arm? Because Jumba broke his arm when they lost and he hit the floor. You remember that, Dion?
He was so bereft with sadness that he threw himself to the ground so hard that
he
broke his arm.
The floor and it broke his whole fucking arm when he was probably like 12.
Yeah, I remember that. He had a cast and everything.
He had a cast and everything on his fucking arm.
Did he get a Georgia cast?
He got a red cast, and I wanted to beat his fucking ass. Because my husband's like, are you okay? He said, yeah, and his arm just swole up this fucking beat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, all kind of shit. You know, we're big football fans. I hung the TVs at the house. I'm going to do a video today so everybody can see it. But it's coming along. I cannot wait for y'all to see it. There's one bathroom that's irking the fuck out of me that I really just want to tear the fuck out. So I think I'm going to go ask the fans today, should I tear this fucking bathroom out?
What's the problem with it?
It's just ugly. It's so fucking ugly. So I tiled all the way up.
Yeah.
And it's just so fucking ugly. I hate it. I fucking hate it.
So would you turn it into
a closet? Is the tile ugly or the way you put the tile in? Is it? What do you mean?
It just, it didn't come out like the picture I was stealing off the internet.
So would you make it a closet?
No, it's just a it's a fucking bathroom. I can't make
it a closet. It's a full bathroom?
It's a half bath. And then somebody moved and broke my goddamn toilet.
Where is it?
A bidet toilet.
In the in the main area, or is it like in a bedroom?
No, it's just, it ain't going nowhere now. The motherfucker broke, so I got to call and see if they replace it.
No, but the bathroom, where's the bathroom located in the house? See this? No, you got to send it to me and I can pop it up.
I want to tear this bathroom out so fucking bad. I fucking hate this bathroom with a passion. But my husband don't want me to tear it out. He said, it's his favorite bathroom. I said, this bathroom look like shit.
Do you have to go in there?
No.
And then let him have his bathroom.
It's not his bathroom.
Yeah, it's beautiful. What? I love it. With the blue at the top. So basically the bathroom, when you're looking in, it's got gray marble tile to the ceiling where it meets like blue, French blue crown molding with a nice gold ring light in the middle. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, why do you think that's ugly?
I just hate it.
That's your fucking cat, Chris.
Yeah, that's Muffins.
I thought you was killing Muffins.
No, that was Mittens. Mittens, we put it outside and she is the happiest she's ever been. She loves it.
You put a cat down?
No, we put her outside because I didn't have the heart to put her down. And
why you want to put her down?
Because she was shitting and pissing every single day for a year in the upstairs, and we couldn't have it.
So you kill a cat because she pissed in the house?
No, we put her outside.
But you was thinking about that?
Hell yeah, I was.
White people.
You step in cat shit before? It's horrible. I got a baby crawling around putting its mouth on cat pee walls? No, thank you.
But my thing is, you going to put her down? You gonna kill a cat because they shit? They supposed to shit.
No, he's letting nature do it. He just threw her outside.
No, she's outside. I mean, she's got a warm little cozy spot. She's friendly with all the neighbors. She loves it now.
But my thing is, how dare you think to put her down because she
if she's doing that, she's miserable. It's because
because she got a pissed.
It's a sign of stress. And so she was so stressed out because everybody was in her territory. We made her territory bigger and now she's happy. She loves Eleonora. She actually,
she stay on the porch.
Stays on the porch, walks up, snuggles on every kid that walks by, snuggles on our kids. She's happy.
Does she come in the house?
I brought her in when it was really cold because I just, it was just too cold for her. I couldn't have it.
Is she pissing shit?
Nope. Nope, she knew. She was on her best behavior. She was only in for a few hours.
She knew.
She knew.
Fucking Chris was standing there with the fucking hoodie rolled in her fucking sight.
You should have put her on a pamper.
Yeah, you can't put a cat in a pamper. They're not little dogs like those crazy old, wine moms on planes with diaper dogs.
Can you imagine going over to Chris' house and see his cat in the diaper? Said, I ain't eating none of this food.
When that cat put his ass in Chris' face, I ain't eating over there anyway. That cat booty hole be so clean.
Still one of my favorite videos that one of the Miss Pat fan accounts dredged up like a couple months ago where you're calling my cat the N-word. Get off the table! Go!
ain't no way in the fuck not I
So there were on Halloween, it was kind of funny because there were a lot of older black adults that were trick-or-treating and they'd walk up to get candy and then they'd see Mittens walk out and they go, fuck no, fuck no, I'm out of here. Walk away.
But we don't fuck with no cat. And you know, I be watching old cat video. Cats are very mean motherfuckers. They will slap you in your motherfucking face like an abusive husband. And then y'all just sat there. I'm telling you now, cat, you slap me, cat, I'm slapping you back. I don't, nigga, I'm gonna punch you. I'm gonna pull your little dick. I'm gonna put some in your booty hole. I'm gonna slap you by your motherfucking tail. Don't you put your motherfucking hands on me.
Pause. Don't put your paws on me.
Oh, your paws.
Peter's gonna love this episode.
Oh, I know.
They're gonna be picking it outside your show.
I've gotten shit for putting her outside, but the reality is she's not happy inside, and we can't live like that with a newborn that's about to start crawling. It's just, what's the most humane avenue here? So
put her out.
Yeah.
Actually, put her cat out. She said her cat gonna get fucked all the time and come back.
Ashley puts her pussy out. That doesn't surprise me. Not at all.
Oh, boys. Well, I think that's about enough.
Yeah, that's enough. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. We love you guys. We're going on 5 years this year. What month?
Is it April? Dean?
The end of March. You guys did a couple episodes like at the end of March. So beginning of April, around your birthday.
Yes, around my birthday.
Pat, you and I started recording in January. So it's been 5 years that we've been doing it. Just not the first public one.
Oh, wow. So we're excited. I can't thank y'all enough. 5 year anniversaries. Keep listening. We love you guys. And make sure you go to MissPatComedy.com for all the tickets. Chicago, you up next. Our this weekend. IOWA, because that's a word I struggle with. Make sure y'all tune in to, go to our this weekend. Go to MissPatComedy.com and get your ticket. I'm coming, Des Moines, Iowa. Haven't been there in a while. I'm supposed to went there and kept canceling because I kept getting fucking TV shit. But I'm on my fucking way and I'm excited. I can't wait to see you guys. Chicago theater is almost sold out. Just go to MissPatComedy.com. I'm telling you, we're going to have a good time this year. 2024 is all year.
Every single day this year is 2024.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.